Black Caps have named their squad for the T20 World Cup in the Caribbean and the US. Kane Williamson's your captain. Tim Southey's selection will make it his seventh T20 World Cup. And Tim Southey's with us. Very good morning.
Hi.
You bored with it yet?
No, certainly not. I've been very fortunate to live a childhood dream and still loving every moment. So,
fantastic.
Excited.
I was disappointed. I'm looking up your schedule. You're not playing in the US at all.
No. So, yeah, obviously the World Cup's across the US and the Caribbean, and we've drawn the Caribbean side. So, first few games are in Guyana and Trinidad, but hopefully if we make it to the back end of the tournament, we can spend some time in the States.
Any anticipation of how you go, given the crapshoot that is T20?
No, I think the shorter the format, the closer, I guess, it brings the contest. And this year is a different year. I think there's 20 teams, so there's a lot of unknown teams. But yeah, I think the nature of T20 format, there can be the odd upset along the way. But I think we've got a great squad to cover the conditions and different styles and how we want to play.
And any sense, given you've got so many teams, of how good they are, whether the game's improving materially on a global basis?
Yeah, I guess we'll find out more over the coming months. But it's a great opportunity for those, the lesser nations to experience a World Cup. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of upsets and some unknown names that will become household names by the end of the World Cup.
I was watching Marty Guptill, I can't remember, a number of months ago, and he was playing in Texas for some side. They're having a crack. Do you think it'll crack America cricket eventually?
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about trying to get into America for a number of years, and the last couple of years there's been a bit more of a push and obviously a buy-in with an American T20 league, which seems to have taken off in the last year was its first year, and it's going ahead again this year. So there's a massive expat Pakistan Indian connection in the US, so I'm sure that it will take off over the coming years.
Go well. Tim Southey, good to catch up with him and the Black Caps and the T20.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.